Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We need to establish, I think, some guidelines here before we kick off the inaugural Memphis Check-In Olympics, which we hope to make an annual deal here on the show. 30 seconds, does that feel like a pretty good sort of cutoff? 30 seconds per check, per caller?
Yeah, that's fine. I think 30 is a good number.
Like,
yeah.
Memphians can go for 10 minutes.
No, if you get to 30 seconds, we hadn't laughed. You're struggling.
You got to get into it.
So that's
right?
What I'm going to be worried for if you need that long. But yeah, that sounds like a good cutoff there, John.
Yeah. So
I got to make sure I retweet the picture that we're using of Brett.
Yes, yeah. I put that picture out there.
It's on the 92.9 line account too.
Yeah, you have tweeted it, Brett.
Because man, they killed your foot.
Yes,
bro,
they did.
Memphis did your foot in.
Yes, they did. So,
my goodness.
Listen, before we get to the contestants and before we get to our athlete.
Yeah, this is interesting photo you picked here, John.
We have to I'm not going to pick.
Is that the photo they used for you in sales?
I think this used to be the radio for when I was on the Buzz or on one of the music, the Caucasian music stations.
Makes me want to listen to you looking at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
It did. All right, listen.
Cheesy looking ass.
Let's kick this thing off, Brad, mm-hmm. if you would. It is time to have our Parade of Nations.
Okay, here we get this. Yeah, here we go.
Welcome to the inaugural Memphis Check-In Olympics.
Make sure we mark the date. We're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. June 26, 2019 mm-hmm. is a day that will go down in the annals of history on this station and on this show. We welcome our friends from North Memphis. They just walked by. Our friends from North Memphis just walked by.
Representing.
What up, y'all?
Yeah, who's representing? Who's like the big one? Who's waving from North Memphis?
Yeah, who's the torchbearer for the flag holder from North Memphis?
But it's just Terrence Howard. All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Terrence. South Memphis. We welcome our friends from South Memphis.
Rick Ross?
Nope.
No.
Not Rick Ross, but good try.
Sorry.
West Memphis is here. Somehow they got in.
Okay.
We don't know how, but they're here. And, of course, our friends from East Memphis.
DeSoto County.
They're all white.
And we let in Mississippi and DeSoto County.
Everybody from East Memphis, it might as well be Ireland. But we welcome them all the same.
Welcome.
Welcome to the inaugural Memphis Check-In Olympics. And now.
Is it my turn?
It is the most important part of the evening. Mm-hmm. Jason Smith, proud White Station High School graduate, proud Imperial Security alum, proud University of Memphis alum. Took him a little longer, but that doesn't matter.
Nope.
He would like to take this opportunity to light the torch.
Yep. Remember when Ali lit the torch?
Yes.
This is much like that. And I'll be lighting
You're not shaking, though.
I'll be lighting it with Will. Hopefully never.
All right.
I won't get to that. Love Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
I'll be lighting it officially with a black and mild. Guys, are you ready? Are y'all ready to start this up?
Have you spoken in black and miles this morning?
Here we go. I've lit it.
It is lit!
Oh, there it is.
It is lit, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like a Bic lighter.
And there's
a
puff of smoke to start us off.
Wood tips abound, ladies and gentlemen.
Plastic tip.
The 2019 Memphis Check-In Olympics are officially underway.
All right, got my pen.
We've got the gold medal set aside. It's not real gold, though. We've got the silver medal aside. We've got the bronze medal aside. We are ready to hand these out. Let's begin with Randy. Randy, you're up.
What's up? What's up, guys?
We're ready.
You got 30 seconds to roast Brad.
Roast him.
Man, Brad, you got to be crazy to do this. You out-battled Spider Monkey, broke Woody Harrelson, two square blockhead ass little boy.
Broke Woody Harrelson.
Okay, that's a good start.
Man, we are off to a fantastic start.
Yeah, so that is, he say broke Woody Harrelson, bro. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Who was my guy?
That was Randy.
Okay, well, make
that
sure I got all names right.
They said broke Woody Harrelson. Damn.
535-3776-535-ESPN.
Do you want to win this gold medal or not? We go to Carlos, who goes by Flamaholic.
Yes, sir. You said I got 30 seconds?
You got 30 seconds, brother.
Roast him.
What's up, man? Brad Carson, empty fistball head ass, Christian Minga profile picture taking ass, Down syndrome, Deacon looking ass, retarded Diggling looking ass, 1986 Steve Kerr looking ass, freaking high school Johnson posing ass, Vivian Berry on how to catch a predator smiling ass, Jim Strickland prom picture taking ass, the same look when you bust the first nut smiling ass,
okay.
John Martin and Jason Smith daddy looking ass, the oldest kid on the back of a milk car looking ass, Critterell Ransom suit jacket wearing ass, when the rest of your hair goes looking ass.
Carlos.
Oh my gosh! There was so much detail in there. You might have missed a few things. My gosh! Did he say oldest kid on the back of a milk carton looking at? I picked up on that one. I mean, that was speed checking too. That's the talent as well.
It was. All right, hold on.
You can drop in 100 checks in 30 minutes. 30 seconds.
We're two in so far. Let's go to our subject. Hey, Brad, can we get you on real quick?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I feel all right.
We're working him so hard, too. He's taking the calls.
Right. Yeah. He has
to take the calls and the beating.
It's probably better off.
It's kind of rough. That's why I asked him, man.
Yeah.
You sure you're ready for this?
You're exactly right. All right. We've had some strong starts. 5-3-5.
That was all Memphis start. We need to have some Horn Lake in this.
5-3-5 ESPN. We now go to our friend from Horn Lake. He is Hank.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I don't think I can beat that last one. I got a couple of them.
Oh,
Brad, you told square if you were a circle, you still have four corners.
Oh.
You told white, Brad, if you were a crayon, it'd have to change the box from 64 to 65.
Okay. All right.
Make Hank, Chalk jealous.
Yeah, Hank, thanks for the call, man. That was definitely...
Appreciate your participation, brother.
That was Horn Lake.
I think the white folks aren't very good at this.
That was more like a Yo Mama thing, you know? Like, yeah, that was a Horn
Lake. I love Hank.
That's checking in Horn Lake, though, you know what I'm
saying?
That's
Horn Lake checking.
You got to understand that. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Austin. Austin, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, Brad, I'm about to hop on your ugly ass, fool. You look like a damn endangered spider monkey. Old scary, curious zoologist built that boy, old Dorito chin neck ass dude. Come on, man.
Torino Chinnacast, dude. All right, Austin. Thanks for the call. He said,
"Well done."
He looks like a zoologist.
Zoologist looking ass.
You've gotten two spider monkeys.
Endangered
spider
monkey.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, how have you gotten two spider monkeys?
That's the zoologist is pretty good.
Spider monkey trendy right now in the world of checking.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up,
brother? Sean?
Brad, you're a heck of a guy, man, to take this, man. If you sitting over there looking like you want to rape a little kid on field,
we can't be doing that, Sean.
Come on, bro.
Sean, you can't be doing that. Like, man, you got to drop Sean. You can't be... I feel like that's a line you can't cross there. I mean, you can say anything about Brad, but, you know, don't bring kids into it, you know?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That one probably was,
Come on. I mean,
there's no problem to it.
And if we were at the lunch table in Memphis City Schools, like, that would fly, but, you know.
Well,
we probably said, even on that one, whoa.
What? Even in Memphis,
that one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're disqualified for that one. 535-3776. Let's go to Hollow. Hollow, you're on.
No, this is Carlos. Y'all just hung me up. I went. I'll cook him again. Christmas stocking looking at Pilker jaw head ass, the green box in the apartment complex outfit wearing that, trying to hold on to the last piece of fade head ass, my pregnant girl nose ass, Cordova football helmet ass, Chinese ladybug looking at, biology book looking at.
John can't even.
John can't even.
Yeah, y'all held me up the last time, man. I cooked his ass.
All right. Hey,
he
Carlos.
Said it's not.
Yeah, that was Carlos, not Hollow. Brad Roa.
I can't hear what he's saying.
All right.
You didn't want to.
That was funny.
It would have hurt.
I mean, that's two submissions for Carlos. I don't know how we're going to handle that. Are we having repeat
people
callers?
People want to call back a lot.
We're having
on
repeat
these.
Callers. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on.
What's up, guys? What's up? Hey, I don't know. I don't know what's happening down there, but Brad, you looking like you're trying to be the replay of Opie Taylor and the Andy Griffith remake. And I don't know what Jason and John doing over there giggling so much. Jason looked like a poor man's looked like Red Fox wannabe with his Cliff Huxtable sweaters on, and John over there giggling like he's going to be we're leaving kids out of it, but John, we got to wait a couple of years before he can join the cast of Stranger Things. He ain't quite ready. Got to get a little bit older. So you two guys leave him alone. Somebody pick Cowboy Carson up, check the bottom of his seat, and see if Andy scribbled on one of them.
Hey, Mark,
I'm out.
I give you points for coming on me and John. Yeah. I give you points for it.
For sure. Let's go to John. John, you're on.
Hey, guys. My name is Doug. Actually. But
Doug, you're
I'm
on.
I'm having a hard time typing it.
Right, well, Brad's taking Brad's a beating, Doug. We apologize. He can't get the name straight.
Doug is going. He's going through a lot, man. He's going through a lot.
All right, y'all ready?
Yep.
What's up, Brad? Old big shirt, little body, old big and tall, skinny and short, little body having ass. Looking like I untucked my shirt. It's still three sizes too big. Talking about I hold my hands in my pocket because I can't button my top button, old looking ass.
All right, Doug, appreciate it. Okay,
not
so.
Bad.
Can
not
we,
bad,
okay.
Doug.
I need to say something here. I need to say something. White people, we're struggling. We're struggling.
I'm glad you said it.
Because, I mean, I know that this is not our art form, per se.
Just like breakdancing.
But we have mastered breakdancing.
We got it
to the Olympics.
Yep.
My white brothers and sisters, we are getting run laps around right now.
Man, Carlos, like, did 1,000 checks of the times taking y'all do two.
I mean, my man Hank came on here telling jokes like it was stand-up, all right? we got to pick it up. And we got three straight white dudes coming on because I'm looking at the names right now. So let's pick this thing up. Let's go to
Toby next. Let's just go to Toby.
Oh, well, Toby is not white. Toby, you're
that's
on.
Why I'm trying to go to
Toby,
him.
Toby, welcome to the show and to the Olympics.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, brother?
Toby's a dark horse in this thing, I have a feeling.
He's poetic.
Hey, oh, did he mean that literally? Hey, well, what's going on, Brad Carson?
What are you doing?
How long do I get? 30 seconds?
You got 30 seconds,
Toby. Let's go.
Okay, all right, baby. Brad Carson, big head having that. Midget head having that. Whole Mississippi State Bulldog looking at. Bad jokes having. Brad Carson, your joke's bad. Your joke's tired as hell. your joke's like Butterbean in the third round. He tired as hell, Brad Carson. Bad loud, Ace Ventura loud having that. You know what I'm saying? Pregnant head, midget head,
half-man. All right, Toby, appreciate the call, bro.
Way to get in there, bro.
Part of it was his delivery, though. That was good delivery.
Oh, like, it's great. As always, it is always good delivery with Toby.
Yeah, it's everything.
535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to Austin. Austin, have you already called in once? We don't have Austin. Let's go to somebody else. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on.
Yeah, what's up? Mixed breeding is done. Hey, dude, bring your cherry Subway sandwich looking ass here, boy. Gonna fire your ass up real quick. Big shirt, little pants wearing that, dude. I bet the pants tighter than police handcuffs. McDonald's serving looking.
Nick, you can't, but I do appreciate the what Jared from Subway looking at us. That was a good one.
Yeah, be careful here now.
Yeah, you can't drop profanity. I know y'all get comfortable now. Yeah. It puts y'all back in a place, but y'all can't be out here saying nothing about kids. And
got
don't
11-year-old on the straight
come
up
on,
here.
Come on now. Y'all can do this. We got two straight white guys.
Here you go, Steve.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on.
Hey, what's up, man? Boy, Brad, I'm finna get on that ass. Come here, boy. You look like you got some alfalfa bean bread there, boy. What's up, man? Oh, big pickle tube head, boy.
All right, Steve, appreciate it. Is that pickle shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that wasn't bad.
Well, I like his delivery.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a fool for delivery. I'm a real sucker for it. 535-377. Now, we got to come up with silver and bronze as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the hard part. I got to remember these. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on.
Oh, Brad, I've been waiting for this day. Old bowl of grits looking ass. Oh, welcome to Moe's looking ass. 30 miles an hour driving looking ass. Oh, baby, brush your teeth with zippers looking ass.
Zippers.
think that was the best one.
You do look like Welcome to Moe's, bro.
Yeah.
You do.
I give it to you.
Hey, Jerry, appreciate the call.
Well, I think that's that guy's right there.
Hey, you know people be walking into Moe's, Brad be
Welcome
happy as hell.
Jeremy or Jerry right there?
That was Jeremy. Jeremy is right there.
That was pretty good.
All right, Brad, your punishment's not over yet. We still have to take a few more here. 535-3776-535-ESPN. I think this is a repeat caller here. Let's go to Austin. Austin, you're on.
No, different Austin.
Okay, different Austin. All right, you're on.
Still looking. All right, Quaker oatmeal looking. Bowl of grit. Brush your teeth with Weird Waldo looking. Chernobyl survivor.
Chernobyl survivor. This man said, Where's Waldo looking? Chernobyl survivor.
Chernobyl survivor? That man said you look like a Chernobyl survivor.
The radiation, Brad, is causing your hair to fall out. Damn.
Well done. Bro, that is trifling as hell. Who is this? Who is this? Is this?
I shouldn't be laughing about
mine. It's all mine. It's all over from Washington.
You can't say the N-word, bro.
I feel you. We're getting comfortable on here, though.
Dang. I know that, that was. I mean, he didn't even care. He just kept going. 535.
They're just trying to get it. They're venting, bro.
Okay, let's just. Okay, we have a few We have a few more minutes, okay?
Getting comfortable.
No N-word. No kids. No profanity. That pretty simple? Yes.
This is almost impossible.
Let's go to Brandon. Brandon,
we've gotten
on.
This far.
Brad Carson, big head, big nugget head, 50-pound hat wearing, big green head looking at, Mr. Potato head looking at.
Mixed potato.
Hey, Brandon, appreciate it. Big green egg. Okay, I like that. I like Mr. Potato Head. Let's take these two more that are calling in as,
right,
as
get
well
these guys in line here.
As well as this is Brett. Brett, you're on.
Man, Brad Carson, boy meat world looking ass, Fred Savage, woman looking ass, Ren and Stimpy, can't even make it a wild crazy kid looking ass, nobody want his ass, don't deserve this program, director want to be ass, got Chris Vernon 5 looking ass, oh Eric Castletine didn't want to work there no more looking ass, oh hell, it's looking ass.
I'm not sure if it stands up, but it was strong in delivery.
I thought it was a great start. I was a big fan of Ren and Stimpy rapper. This is Boy Meets World. Damn, Brad Meets World. All right, let's go to, we're going to go to these two more, and then we're going to have to come to a decision, okay?
Which is going
to
be tough.
Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, you're on.
Brad Carson, so white, you make Michael Jackson look black. Mic drop.
All right, Thomas, thanks for the call.
East Memphis.
Yeah, that was either an East Memphis or a DeSoto County check right there. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on.
Hey, Brad Carson, I love you, but I got to get down on you. Old pristine front yard having ass, old grilla meat burger looking ass, old white New Balance dad looking ass. We got a big day ahead of us looking ass, old keep his neighborhood association dude paid up looking ass, old lock the door going through a bad part of town looking ass. I'll call the cops when a black dude's riding down the street looking ass. That's all I got.
That was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. That was like the prototypical white person check. I liked that. Okay. Now we have to make a decision.
Some of those are very, very good.
Brad, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I think you've taken enough of a beatdown.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted.
It's like you said, like, not only did he have to take the brunt, he had to get him on.
To get him on?
Yeah. A
lot of unfactual accusations. Now, some of them, like that last guy, was pretty good, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you
keep them neighborhood dudes.
Yeah, like
up.
You're having fun with the stereotypes and all that. Mm-hmm. That's it's pretty good work there.
All right. You have written them down. You have done the yeoman's work of writing them down.
The Chernobyl one was pretty out of the box.
That one was funny.
That was funny.
Now, the best delivery was Carlos from Flamaholic.
Yeah. All day long. Yeah. Like, that's how you do it.
But he is a professional.
Yeah.
You know?
But so, did we say no professionals can call?
No, I mean, yeah, no, you're right. All right, so let's sort of work our way up. I like the last guy for bronze.
Yeah.
I actually got to say, I got Nick. That was Nick.
Yeah, yeah. I like Nick for bronze.
Having your dues paid up. And
yes.
Don't call them cops when you see. Mm.
Who's silver?
Randy, the first one was pretty
Randy
solid,
Randy was
wasn't
good.
It?
Chernobyl
I
survivor.
Which was Jeremy, I'm pretty sure.
Chernobyl survivor?
Yes.
Chernobyl was creative.
All right, Chernobyl survivor gets, who was that?
Silver.
And what was his name?
His name was Jeremy.
All right, so our third was Nick. Our bronze was Nick. Jeremy was our silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's much debate, honestly, about who the gold medalist is, but the winner.
Got like a million checks.
Is it?
The winner of our inaugural Memphis Checking Olympics, the gold medalist is Carlos.
I don't think you want to get in the ring with Carlos.
Yeah. Mm. Carlos is our winner. His delivery was the best. He actually got two attempts.
It was the efficiency, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it was rapid fire.
Yes. But let me just say this, because we've gotten so many submissions. We got so much feedback.
They're still working on your foot on Twitter.
We appreciate the participation, and I think what this has done.
My wife even said you got hammer time ass feet. She jumped in there.
Dang.
Wow. Yeah.
Faith is roasting me now.
Yep.
I think what this has proven to us, though, is that there will be a second annual Memphis Checking Olympics the Jason and John Show. Who will the subject be next year? Who knows? Who knows?
Got to be strong to hold up under that.
But congratulations to Carlos.
Like that toe.
There actually is no gold medal, but you can like put it in your Twitter bio. You can say gold medalist Jason and John, Memphis Checking Olympics. But there's no like physical. We're not giving anything away as a part of it. But appreciate the participation.
But here, I have an idea. Like if you are a sponsor out there and you're listening and you would like to sponsor this sort of thing, you could brand around it. And
absolutely.
Maybe you could provide a trophy or a prize for it.
Absolutely.
So that's just an idea. Thinking out of the box.
Bigger and bigger.
We're building something.
Thanks for taking that on the chin, on your Dorito chin, neck, thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that.
Neighborhood association looking ass.
Exactly. Get those dues paid now.
Yeah. They're paid.
When we come back, Anthony Sain is going to join us. We will talk to him about
Zima looking ass.
The NBA, the NBA draft.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.